Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going back to Cali. Yeah, that's right, I'm going back to Cali. And you're thinking, I don't think so. But I'm thinking, I think so. I think I used that on yesterday's show. Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. Here's what I'm doing today. I'm going to go back to the California real estate market. Now, over the last 2 days, I've been kind of beating up on California. And I don't mean to beat up on California because I don't like California. No, that's absolutely not the case. I actually like California. I like California a lot. I mean, I wasn't born there. I was born in Nevada, but I spent the majority of my life in California. So I got to know the state. I got to know the people. I got to enjoy living in California. And when it came time to retire, I got out of California. I did. I left California because, you know, I realized that things are very expensive to live in California. And as a result of that, my game plan said, you got to go somewhere else. Because I was looking at a retirement income from a pension, and I was trying to make that work. And I'll tell you what, it was difficult to make that work because that pension was paying me one-third of what I had been making when I was serving on active duty with the Army. But when it comes to California, a lot of people absolutely believe there's no better place in the world to invest your money. I mean, after all, the properties are pretty, the sunshine is nice, the weather's great. So California must be the dream place to invest your money. A lot of people think that. And on today's show, I'm going to blow holes in that. I actually am going to blow some more holes in that. Because I don't think California is a great place to invest your money, especially when it comes to residential income producing real estate. And the reason for that, it has to do with the valuation of real estate. In other words, what is real estate trading for? And what I'm talking about primarily are single family homes. So what are those single family homes trading for? And what can you obtain for rents if you were to buy one of those single family homes and make it available for somebody to rent? The numbers are out of whack. They are completely out of whack. Now, I'm looking at a site called MashVisor. MashVisor is, I think they do, basically they try and sell you real estate. I mean, that's pretty much what they do. That's not what I do, but that's what they do. And what they did was they made a prediction of the five best places to invest in real estate in California for 2021. Now, in yesterday's show, I took a look at their best places to invest in California real estate for 2020. And I was a little shocked because the places that they recommended are nowhere near the mainstream of the population. Nowhere near. As a matter of fact, the suggested townships range in size from everywhere from like 422 all the way up to almost 20,000. Those are small towns. Those are very small towns. Now, the problem that I had with yesterday's list was that although the properties suggested and the rent values suggested and the values of those properties suggested by the article that I read indicate that those were areas where you could actually make some cash flow by investing in real estate, what we found out yesterday was, yeah, you can make some cash flow, but you could invest someplace else and do a whole lot better. And I suggested properties in the greater San Antonio market. I mean, when you consider a small town of 422 people, compare that to a larger city of 1.2 million people. And even if you look at growth rates, I mean, the growth rate on a 422 person town, even if it's 10%, that's not a lot of people. We're talking, what, 42 people? But if you get growth rates like 10% in a major city of 1.2 million people, you got a lot of people coming in. Now, I'm not saying that San Antonio has a growth rate of 10%, but I am saying this. Even if it is a very fractional number, a very small number, you're still getting growth. And that's what we're experiencing all across Texas right now. We are experiencing growth in our markets. We're experiencing growth in our populations. Because people are coming here to live and to work because it makes more sense to them financially. So what I'm going to do on today's show, I'm going to go back to California, and I'm going to look at the places the MASH advisor said were the best places for 2021. Now, these places are a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? You might know their names, as opposed to the names I gave you yesterday, which were very obscure places. These locations you've probably heard of. You've got, at number five, Chula Vista, California. It's down there on the southern part of California, right up against the Mexican border. Looking at a 2.8% cash-on-cash return. If you put all cash into a deal, and your median property price, $573,000. That's right. So you put $573,000 into a property plus your closing costs, and you'll receive rental income of almost $2,600 that will give you a cash on cash return of 2.8%. It's terrible. When we come back from the break, more terrible. Stick around.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm picking on California again. Nothing personal for all of my friends and relatives that still live out in California. I still care about you, which is part of the reason I'm doing this show on California today, because I don't think that California is a good market for you to invest your money into. I really don't. I think the returns are not good. They're really not good, because you have to spend an exorbitant amount of money just to acquire property. And even if you leverage that property correctly, you're in danger of having negative cash flows. That's right, because the rental prices for real estate are not commensurate with the actual value or the sales prices. It's all out of whack out there in California because it's all about appreciation. Let's just push prices up. Let's push prices up. Let's control rents. Let's push prices up, control rents, keep rents down, take care of the people. Yeah, you know what? I think it's terrible. I think, to be honest with you, I think the properties that I put into service in Texas are as nice as, if not nicer, than a comparable property in California. Because in California, I mean, the concept is this. You just go out and you find a piece of property, you pay retail price for it. As a matter of fact, you might pay a little bit above retail price for that property. You may or may not put a loan on that property. If you do, maybe you can get it for 20% down. If not, you're going to put all cash into that property. The properties or the locations that I'm going to talk about today, you pretty much have to put all cash into the deal if you're going to get any type of cash flow. We're talking significant amounts of money that have to go into a property just in order to get break-even cash flow. And that, to me, is ridiculous. Because when you're redeploying dollars into a real estate asset, you want those dollars to be working hard for you. I mean, you do. You don't want those dollars, like, doubling every 5 years. You want them tripling and quadrupling every 5 years. That's how you get to a point of financial freedom with real estate. And it's not just slugging along with whatever the market's doing and hoping that it keeps going up and praying it doesn't go down. That's not going to do it for you. So Mash Advisor said, look, there's five locations in California that they recommend. And I'll just read it to you. This is their headline. These are the best places to invest in real estate in California for 2021. These are their projections. So the first location was Chula Vista, California. Now, Chula Vista, I've been to Chula Vista many times, and it's a nice place. It is. It's down there on the southern part of California. It's right up against, not quite up against Mexico, but pretty darn close. Pretty darn close. And it has a pretty big population base. I mean, we're looking at a population of about 275,000 people. And because it's nested up against National City and up against San Diego, California, you have a huge metroplex there. So there's a lot of people there, which is a lot different than Douglas City, California, that we talked about yesterday with a population of like 700. So Chula Vista might seem like a more productive place for you to park your money. But here's the drawback. The median price is pretty high. It's pretty high. I mean, we're talking about $573,000 on average to buy a single family property that might produce a traditional rental income of $2,600. If you paid all cash for that property, your cash on cash return, according to MashVisor, is 2.8%. You know what? They've got the number right. Because when you go in and you put all cash into a property, all cash, and then you rent it out, you're still going to pay property taxes. You're still going to pay insurance. If you don't have insurance on that property, you are dancing with the devil. You really are. You need to make sure that property is insured against perils because, you know, if you're going to drop $573,000 into a property, well, chances are, you want to make sure that you're protecting that $573,000 because if it burns down, what are you going to do? Do you have another $573,000 to rebuild it to brand new condition? That's why you have to have the insurance. So even with property taxes and even with insurance costs, you're still only going to get a 2.8%. Now, there's another place in California that made the list. It's number four on the list. It's Oroville, California. Now, for those of you that have never heard of Oroville or where it's at, it's actually up in Northern California. It's kind of situated between Yuba City and Chico, if that helps you. It's a smaller township. As a matter of fact, population in that township came in at 21,000, just shy of 21,000 people. It's a nice place. I have been to Oroville, and it's kind of a rural type of town. Property prices there, the median property price, single family homes, $342,000. So you can buy a house a lot cheaper in Oroville than you can in Chula Vista. As a matter of fact, about $230,000 less. But the trade-off is that your rental values, The traditional rental income is averaging $1,300. Well, let's call it $1,400. We'll just round up, $1,400. Now, if you paid all cash for that property in Oroville, you would get a 2.9% return on your money. Some people think 2.9%, well, that's better than inflation. Okay, not really. Then there's a place called Bakersfield. Bakersfield is north of Los Angeles. You have to cross over a mountain range to get into the southern part of the San Joaquin Valley. And that takes you right into Bakersfield. Now, Bakersfield, it tends to be a little smoggy in there. It seems like all the bad air from L.A. flows north into Bakersfield. But Bakersfield is a pretty large city. It has a population of 384,000 people. It's a big agrarian place. A lot of farms, a lot of stuff like that. It's much more laid back than, say, Los Angeles. So what do the numbers look like for a place like Bakersfield? Well, it's similar to Oroville in the fact that you're going to pay about $383,000 for the median property price range. So it's going to be a little bit more than Oroville. But it's also going to command a slightly higher rental income of $1,645. But just like Oroville, you can expect your traditional cash-on-cash returns to be 2.9%. 2.9%. Now, we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you about two other places that have better cash-on-cash returns, but don't hold your breath. They're not that better. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So the number two city on MASHVISOR's list is Cathedral City in California. Now, Cathedral City is located right next to Palm Springs. It's actually just kind of southeast of Palm Springs. So it benefits from being part of, you know, a bigger metroplex, but its size alone is only about 55,000 people. Now, that's pretty respectable when you consider 55,000 people is nothing to sneeze at. Certainly a lot bigger than the towns that we were talking about yesterday. But here's the returns you would get if you decided to invest in Cathedral City. Your median property price range, $402,000. The traditional rental income, it's a little bit higher in Cathedral City. You're looking at $1,930. So if you paid all cash, you could get a 3% return on your investment. And that's going to take us right to the number one location that MASHVISOR says is the best place to invest in California. It's a place called Madera. Now, Madera is located on Highway 99, just north of Fresno, and before you get to Merced. Yeah, it's a farming community. It's right along that San Joaquin Valley. I've driven by and through Madera many, many times. It's not a huge town, but it's a pretty town. And they've got about 66,000 people living there. But you don't care about that. What you care about is, okay, well, tell me the returns. What can owning a property in Madera do for me? Well, if you pay all cash, you're looking at $334,000 in the median property price range. The traditional rental income works out to be $1,526. And as a result of that, because now the property prices have gone down, and the traditional rental income has gone down a little bit when compared to Cathedral City, the numbers do a little better. And they get you a 3.1% return on investment. So Let's talk about this deal from a perspective where you're going to take $335,000 of your own money and you're going to buy one house in Madera. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the average sales price, or the median sales price, I should say, of $334,307. But I'm going to make the assumption that you're going to pay a little bit more because you want to get the deal. You're going to pay $335,000. And because you want the deal, you're not going to do inspections or anything like that. You walk through the house looks okay to you, somebody fixed it up, you're not quite sure what work they did, they gave you a seller's checklist with that had different things that maybe the seller knew or didn't know about, you reviewed that, everything looks okay, but you really have no idea what's going on in that property. You really don't. But you're going to buy it anyhow. Yeah. And I'm not telling you that's the way to do business. I am not telling you that. I'm just telling you that people will get caught up in the feeding frenzy that is this seller's market right now, and they are willing to do things because they don't want to miss out on another deal. And I'll be the first one to tell you, it's okay to miss out on a deal if everything doesn't look like it's correct. Because once you get into that deal, it's hard to get out of that deal without costing you money. So, taking a look at an all-cash purchase. That's right, all cash. You're going to go in, you're going to buy this property in Madera. You've got $335,000 plus closing costs, so you have about $355,000 that you're putting into this property. Yeah, you're going to put $355,000 into it. Now, it's going to return rents of $1,526 a month, because that's what MASHVISOR said the traditional rental income is. And because you are not paying a mortgage, the majority of that rental income is going to be profit. Now, you're going to pay taxes, you're going to pay insurance, and you should be putting a couple hundred bucks aside every month for maintenance, because maybe you didn't do a really good job of inspecting that property. Maybe you don't know what's going on and you want to be prepared for that oh no event that could occur in the first year. So you park a little money on the side to take care of that, right? So your cash flow, if you pay all cash, $865 per month. $865 per month. And that works out to be about a 3.1% cash on cash return. It's actually a little bit less because I put a maintenance expense into the deal. MASHVISOR, I don't think when they run the numbers, they put a maintenance number in there, but I do. So my number came out 2.92%. But here's the thing. That property is going to go up in value because we know California properties go up in value, right? Yeah. And I'm going to make my valuation increases based on a bigger number than I would use for Texas. I'm actually going to use 5.5%. I actually got that number from MASHVISOR the other day because that's what they said. Properties are going up in value year after year. It's about a 5.5% in California. You're going to have, let's say we hold this for 5 years, 5 years period of time, because I think that's a good number of years to hold a single family asset, get it to a point where maybe the systems are starting to break down. Maybe it's time to sell the property, give somebody else a chance to improve the property or do whatever they're going to do. But we'll call it a 5-year exit strategy. So this is what I'm looking at. You're going to have annual cash flow of about $10,000, a little bit more than $10,000. And you're going to have depreciation write-offs of $9,725. That's based on the price of the property that you paid for it and straight-line depreciation over 27 and a half years, meaning that all but $655 of that rental income will be offset by the depreciation. So your tax liability is only going to be on that $655. Not too bad, right? The property will go up in value because we said it is California, and that's just the way they roll. Now, you're not going to have a loan on this particular property, because you pay it all cash, so you're not going to get the benefit of principal pay down. And you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm also not paying interest. True, you're not paying rent interest. But let's look at the value of this property as it goes up 5.5%. At the 3-year mark, you're looking at a value of about $393,000. When we get to the 5-year mark, it goes up to about $438,000. So that's, it's pretty good price appreciation. I mean, at the end of the day, the property went up almost $103,000. Now, if you decide to sell that property at the end of 5 years, let me tell you what your returns would be. Since you have no loan on the property, you're going to sell that property for $437,000, almost $438,000. You're going to pay closing costs. I estimate those to be about 8%. Depending on how you sell, it could be less than that, but I think 8% is a reasonable number. So you're going to have an adjusted capital gain after paying about $35,000 in closing costs of $402,609. Your net gain between what you just made on the sale of $402,609 against that $355,000 you put into the deal is $47,500. You made $47,500. You got a 13.38% return on your investment. Now, let's not forget about that cash flow, because when you add in the cash flow, you're making an additional almost $52,000 in cash flow. That's a pretty good number, isn't it? So when you add the cash flow back in, you're actually up to a 28% return on investment over 5 years. We come back from the break. It's time to show you the different way. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So California is going to go down pretty roughly in this segment because it just doesn't make sense to invest in California real estate. Because all you're doing is you're investing for appreciation. And the problem with investing just for appreciation is that that's all you get. Now, you may get some cash flow. I just told you how you could buy a $335,000 property in Madera, California, Mash Visor's number one pick for California real estate, the place you should put your money. And what they're saying is you should get a cash-on-cash return of 3.1%. And I think that's pretty awful. I really do. I mean, granted, you can put the cash flow into your pocket on this particular deal. But over a five-year period, you're only going to receive a 28% return on investment. And some of you are thinking, well, 28% overall, that's not a bad number, is it? Well, it's not a bad number. But there are so many better numbers, Like, for instance, there's a deal that came across my desk. Yeah, because I have cultivated contacts with people that are out there doing the business of real estate. When they find something that may be of interest for my portfolio, they send it to me. So Sam sent me an email, and he's got a portfolio of 2-bedroom, 1-bath properties. They don't have garages. They don't have carports. They're about 1,000 square feet each. And they're a collection of duplexes. It's a bunch of duplexes. So let me give you the breakdown on this particular deal in Texas. And let me explain to you what you could do with the same amount of money. You can buy this collection of duplexes. for $1.2 $5 million. Now you're saying to yourself, well, wait a minute, Al, I don't have $1.25 million, but you had that $351,000 you put into the Madera property, right? So let's say we don't put that $351,000 into the Madera property. Instead, what we do is we don't even take the whole $351,000. We just take $315,000 of it as our total cash out of pocket for conventional financing, because these particular properties, they're in pretty decent shape. You may want to budget a little bit for maintenance and repairs, but on the surface, these properties are actually in pretty good shape. So you're going to put $315,000 into these properties. And what you're going to find is that based on what the rents are in the marketplace, based on having the appropriate leverage on the properties, you're looking at cash flow of $5,871. You heard me correctly, $5,871. Now, let's just do the simple comparison here. What's better, that rental cash flow of the one property in Madera where you were getting, what, $865 a month, versus now buying multiple properties and getting $5,800, almost $5,900 per month? See, your cash on cash return went from less than 3%. Okay, I'll give you the 3.1 that MassFiser says you're going to get, all the way up to 22.37% if you invest your money into Texas. Now, it doesn't stop there, because you're going to leverage these properties. This is part of the thing that we do. We put the proper amount of leverage on our real estate assets. We like the number of 75% loan to value. It's a good number. Sometimes you can do 80%. It just depends on how much cash you're working with and how much leverage you want, because it all affects your cash flow. But here, at the end of the day, this collection of properties is producing $70,000 a year in income. So my question to you is this: can you live off of $70,000? And you might want to think this through, because let's say you make $120,000. When you start taking the fact that you're paying taxes, federal taxes, maybe you're in California and you pay California taxes, and then you pay Social Security and Medicare taxes, and then maybe you have money set aside for your 401k distributions, yada, 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 and then maybe you're paying for stuff you don't really need. When you really peel back the onion, the question I have for you is this: can you sustain your household on $5,900 a month? And the reason I'm saying $5,900 per month is because you're going to get the benefits of depreciation. So some of that money is not taxable, because the depreciation write-off that comes from the real estate assets, and this is the IRS telling you to do this, not me telling you to do this, you're going to have over $70,000 in cash flow from these properties. You're going to take almost $40,000 in depreciation write-offs, meaning you're only taxed on about $31,000 of that money. It's not bad. It gets better too, because in Texas, property values do go up. They do go up, but I'm only going to use a multiplier of 3.5%, unlike what I use for the California properties, because we all agree prices on properties in California go up faster than Texas. So I'm going to use a smaller number. So my 5-year appreciation rate on these properties, $253,000. That's right. Not to mention that we captured $100,000 when we bought these properties, because these properties have an ARV of $1.35 million, but you can buy them for $1.25 million. And I'm just using straight conventional financing for the most part on this thing. That's pretty much what I'm using. So when we get down to the nitty-gritty and the numbers, because your real estate is providing income streams, essentially, well, it's paying you five different ways. That's probably the best way to look at it. The cash flow, it's kind of instantaneous. Every month, you're going to have cash flow. When your resident pays you, you pay the associated costs of ownership, whatever's left over, that's your cash flow. Do with it what you will. I like to put mine aside so that I can buy more properties, but You can do with it what you want. And then when you decide to dispose of this property, you're going to have all these different entities creating equity streams for you. So in other words, the equity that you captured when you bought the property, that's nested in the valuation. The fact that you have principal pay down when you make that mortgage payment, or portion of that is going towards reducing that principal every month. You get the natural appreciation of real estate. As I said, that's, you know, tends to double every 20 years in Texas. So when you take all those things into consideration, what you're looking at the end of 5 years is a nice return. It's a nice return. I mean, you're looking at an 81% return on just the appreciation of the properties. Just the appreciation of the properties. And when you take into account the $352,000 you're going to make in cash flow over 5 years, your return on investment is 193%. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, if you had bought this deal with hard money and you got in for even less money, your cash out of pocket would be less and your returns would be higher. This just happens to be a deal where somebody is willing to let the properties go for a discounted price because they want a very fast escrow. And if you know how to buy properties the way we know how to buy properties, you could jump on this deal. You could capture $100,000 in equity in the deal. You could get a 193% return on your money over 5 years, which is far better than taking your money to Madera, California, and buying a house that looks like it's all fixed up for all cash, renting it out, making $865 a month, and getting a paltry 27% return on your investment after 5 years. Actually, I think it was 28%. Still, real estate investing in Texas, well, it wins. It wins hands down. And if you would like to see how we do business, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.